You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Yes, you hear him on 92.3 The Fan throughout every Browns game. You also hear him anywhere on the Browns Radio Network. He is a super friend to the show, and he is the man that brings the Browns into your car, into your life, into your radio. Each and every Sunday, he is Andrew Siciliano, proud winner of Fact or Fiction just 2 weeks ago, and he's on the fan hotline. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Probably one of the greatest moments in your life, winning Fact or Fiction 2 weeks ago, I'm sure.
Sure. I honestly don't remember that I won because, like, sometimes you declare a winner and then you change your mind the next segment and, you know, I'm down the hall grabbing a Danish and a cup of coffee and I'm told that I no longer won because, again, I mean, you make up the scoring and make up the rules as you go. But I do enjoy playing.
All you need to do is pay off the judge and you'll be in great shape. You'll win every week. I don't know if you know that, but Gerard's been doing that for weeks. And my car thanks him and I thank him as well. So
tough
sorry
win,
for the humility.
Something that doesn't have any criteria.
Well, I determine the criteria each and every week. That's the beauty of Fact or Fiction. That's why it's must listen to.
Beauty is one way of putting
you,
it.
You truly do enjoy this, I think, more than everything.
Because it's complete and utter nonsense, and I am I hearken back to the roots of the entire segment, which makes me think of whose line is it anyway?
Andrew, he's hearkening.
I am. It's whose line is it anyway?
Can I hearken back to the last time Caleb Williams and Shador Sanders were on the same field together?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that? Why don't you give us some news and information? Yes,
that game was in Boulder, Colorado. USC won 48-41. So they combined for 89 points.
Ooh.
The two quarterbacks combined for 784 yards, 66-0 completions, and 10 passing touchdowns. Shador also ran for a touchdown. So they combined for 11 touchdowns and over 800 yards of total offense.
Gotta like that.
I'm excited.
Let's go. Mix in 5 degrees below zero. We have something.
If we have 89 points combined in a 2-degree game on Sunday, I will walk home.
Riddle me this one. Play along.
Yeah.
I've done a good job in the last couple of days of making people mad by, again, pointing out facts.
Okay.
We did a little exercise yesterday where we looked at rookie quarterbacks in their first three starts.
Sure.
And the two guys here who had the best were Baker Mayfield and Cody Kessler.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, so, hey, love what Shador has done so far, and let's see where it can go. You've seen progress. I've seen progress.
Absolutely.
What do you want to see next?
More progress. I mean, the guy, he's doing great. Let's give him credit. He deserves it.
Without question.
Doing great. I think it also should be noted, and don't yell back at me, that Tommy Rees and Bill Musgrave and Kevin Stefanski also, it's like a group effort here.
No.
And Shador,
Andrew.
Yes, amazing,
Andrew,
isn't
coaching
it?
Coaching had nothing to do with this.
Listen, it's all part of an operation. Shador is the player, however, and Shador absolutely deserves the praise that he is deservedly getting here. Baker, by the way, that first start, Baker on the road in Oakland against the Raiders, where they got screwed on a fourth down spot late in the game. They totally should have won that game. I'm still angry over that one. But Shador, back to Shador, he looked great. There's so many little things. Kevin pointed out the after the Devin Bush interception, where on third down he made space in the pocket, moved around, tried to create something, realized it wasn't there, threw it away. You live to see another day. Tommy Rees also mentioned that today on the podium. I mean, those are little things that are victories for any young quarterback. He is a rookie quarterback. Patrick Mahomes did not start until, was it week, well, it was pre-2020, so week 17
in a throwaway game.
He started the he sat on the bench the entire year. I had a conversation with David Carr, obviously former number one overall pick with the Houston Texans, in training camp in Berea, and I said, are you team sit or team play for rookie quarterbacks? He said, absolutely team sit. Don't go out there week one and get thrown to the wolves and get ruined. Shador came in, second half of the season. He's getting better every week. And last week, despite the loss, the numbers, when you sit back and look at him, and the play, when you go back and watch the tape, it was pretty damn fun. And I'll be honest, guys, I left the stadium depressed. You know, they lost to the Titans. If you had told me that morning, I would have punched you in the face.
Yep.
But I had a beer with my brother. We're watching Packers Bears. And then you sit back and breathe and let it all sink in, and you're like, yeah, they lost. He looked really good.
Riddle me this one.
Yeah.
Does Dylan Gabriel fit into this thing anymore?
I don't know. I think it's too early to tell. I think it's a fair question. A lot could change between now and next April.
Yes, it could.
Truly, truly, truly. On so many different levels. I think Dylan Gabriel can play in this league. He can. I think his college resume speaks to it. I think the way he played in the preseason speaks to it. I think the way he sees the field. He, too, is a rookie quarterback. Can we show him some grace? Right? Let's look at both QBs through the same lens. They are both rookie quarterbacks drafted in the third and fifth rounds who deserve some grace and also deserve criticism. I think Dylan Gabriel can play in this league, and if he's around next year – and Shador's around next year. There's obviously got to be another quarterback around next year, whomever that is. I think the best part of this, guys, is at least the possibility. We got a month to go. The possibility that you can go into next April's draft on the third Thursday of the month in Pittsburgh and not need one of your two number one picks, or both, actually. You don't need to overspend for a quarterback or take one, period. What a world that would be. Because if we do go back now to training camp, July, what do we all say? I don't care which quarterback you liked. I don't care if your team, Kenny Pickett, or if you thought Joe Flacco could totally go back to 2023 and do it all over again. All anybody wanted was, hey, I hope one of these guys they drafted can turn out to be the guy. Well, right now, Shador's got his chance, and it's certainly looking positive.
How do you do this moving forward for the rest of the season and have success when you're on your, I think it's the 114th different lineup of offensive linemen? Every week
so
it's different, bro. Every
it's a good question.
Week.
And I think it actually goes, actually, not think, I know, it goes far deeper this week than O-linemen. Lost in the Shador hype, well-deserved hype, we just talked about that for 5 minutes, was the fact that the Browns came out of this game very banged up. Njoku couldn't finish. Denzel couldn't finish. Malachi Corley and Cedric Tillman, two wide receivers, lead with concussions. There is a long list of injuries. Go look at the list yesterday. Today's Thursday, one step closer to game day. You hope some of those names go from limited to full or from DNP to limited, and you hope you can get these guys back on the field on Sunday. But not only O-line, but all throughout the roster, This is a banged up group, and that has been totally overlooked this week as everyone shares their Shador Instagram videos.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Agreed. What do you think of what Ben Johnson has done in Chicago? What's been the biggest difference for that team?
They beefed up the interior of the offensive line, spent a lot of money, got Joe Tooney from Kansas City, among other moves. Jonah Jackson, the Buckeye, got him from the Rams. He was kind of a washout here, one and done. It's working there in Chicago. And they're running the snot out of the football. As much as Quinshon is getting hit in the backfield, I think the stat we had last week going into the game was like hit 90% of his yards were after contact, which is just mind-numbing. It's the other way around for the Bears. I think they average like 2.7 yards until their backs get hit. So they are blowing holes open in the run game. And Caleb Williams is playing on rhythm and in structure most of the time, and when he doesn't, he still has the spectacular in him. Like, go back and watch that game from last week. I did it again last night with the Packers, and there's some plays he makes, like the ball that he threw to Olamide Zaccheaus, the touchdown of the end zone where he was on the roll to the right. It went right through Kayshon Nixon's hands. Now, it was probably a dangerous ball, but, I mean, wow. I mean, like, holy wow. So he still has that. And as Schwartz pointed out today, and they pointed this out on the broadcast last night, he has like an almost teleporting superhero-like ability to not get sacked when there's a free runner. And I got to rewind it and watch it again, but Schwartz must have seen the same TV copy because it's something like there were 38 untouched blitzers this year, something like that, coming into the game. And none of them had sacked him.
Interesting.
Like, think about it.
Yeah.
Like, you saw Grant Delpit get the Cam Ward a couple of times close to, you know, they brought him on a blitz. He almost got there. And the one, Cam Ward got an angry run from Kyle Brandt on GMFB because he was able to wrestle out of it. Yeah, 30, how many ever times? Every time that's happened to Caleb this year, he has avoided being sacked.
Andrew, how do you, when people evaluate football teams, they always say, like, when you're a three-win team and you're heading towards the end, they're like, that team quit on their coach. Or, oh, man, I can't believe these guys are still playing hard for that guy. When you're watching the end of a season and you see that there is no hope of the playoffs involved, how do you evaluate whether a team is still working hard, still believes in their head coach, and all the things that go along with that?
I think the tape tells the story. You know it when you see it. But conversely, there have been teams that have totally turned around those opinions. When the Dolphins left here last, what is it, 2 months ago now, whatever it was, when we beat the Dolphins, I was convinced that day that the Dolphins did not want to be there. But like in the second half, did you guys feel the same way? It did not look like the Dolphins wanted to be a Huddington.
Agreed completely.
Yeah.
Well, look what they've done now.
Yep.
They're playing. So you can turn things around. But I do think the last month of how a team performs when it knows it is out of the postseason does say a lot. There are 9 teams currently eliminated from postseason contention, Browns being one of those 9. And there are a bunch of elimination scenarios this week. The Chiefs guys could be eliminated this week. I mean, just wrap your head around that.
Are you surprised about that, by the way, in Kansas City?
I am.
Every run seems to have an expiration date, but I don't know that anybody thought that that was in 2025.
Yeah, I don't know if it's totally expired, because that would be suggesting that they can't pick it back up again next year. I think Patrick Mahomes is the ultimate deodorant, and any roster problem you had, he could get rid of it. But this year, he can't. And if you go back, watch the Travis Kelce clip with his brother Jason on the New Heights podcast this week, where he has this look of pure dejection, where he is saying, basically, I keep going out there, and I think that it's going to change, but like I look left and I look right, and it's not changing. He's not throwing his teammates under the bus, but like it's just this realization that it might be over. It might be over for him too, career wise, and that would be sad to see. But you read his body language, and that's what I'm seeing. But their difference is 1-score games this year. I think they're 1-6 in 1-score games, or 1-7. And last year they were like 10-0 or 10-1. And, you know, the math people will tell you that's just regression to the mean. It's inevitable. But you look at it and you say the O-line's not there, and they're dropping passes, and the magic just isn't there. And for some reason, they have totally flipped that.
Andrew, I have 30 seconds to ask you the most important question in this interview.
I'm long-winded, yes.
That's right. No, in honor of the Browns playing in Chicago this week, Chicago-style pizza, overrated or underrated?
It's neither. It just, you know, stays with you like you carry it with you like luggage.
Yes.
Yeah, it's delicious. And I'm a Geno's East guy. It's the original one in Streeterville, not like the other ones that popped up. You know, by the Northwestern Law Campus over there where my dad went. But it stays with you for a week and a half.
Yeah, that's why I think it's overrated. Same thing. I agree with everything you just said.
It's a casserole.
Yeah, it's not. It's too much. It's just too much pizza. I can't believe I actually said that. It's one of my favorite foods. All right.
You just said too much pizza.
It's just too much. I was going to go steak. Now, I do think steaks in Chicago, underrated. Like, I think Chicago is a great steak town.
Chicago is a great steak town.
It is a great
steak town. Absolutely.
Cleveland's got great steakhouses, too.
Oh, we do. We do.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Legends of Gibson's. And many nights there.
I was more of a Hugo's Frog Bar next door guy, but they were connected. Gibson's did have the great bar scene, especially there in the Rush Street Triangle that has another name.
Yes, Dublin. I can't remember a place called Dublin's there. It was a small place. I don't know if it's still there or not, but I always thought they had outstanding food, too. That's all I got for you.
I moved to Chicago at 21 years old. Gentlemen, it's a great town to live in when you're 21 years old.
And we'll leave it at that. We can't wait to hear you on Sunday calling the game.
Yeah, that'd be just no horrible story. It's just good times.
All right. Well, maybe we'll throw some steak questions in Fact or Fiction.
Go for it.
All right. You're
Go for it.
All right. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Want to get in on the show? You're more than welcome to. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We just heard from Andrew Siciliano. Andrew, loading us up with knowledge, especially about this week's game against the Bears. The coordinator spoke today. That would be Bubba, Tommy, and Mr. Schwartz were all stepping to the podium today. In particular, Tommy Rees talked today. And you know what I love about press conferences, and I love the fact when coordinators step out there, take responsibility for everything that happens. Like, so I just noticed some of the headlines of what they had talked about. One of them was the 2-point try at the end of the game, Jeff, where obviously it was botched, it didn't work, it was a bad call. So I love it when a coordinator will step out there, take responsibility for things, step out and just say, you know what, it's on me 100%. We screwed this thing up. We completely messed up where we were going with this. I can't believe I took the quarterback off the field when he was doing such a great job, and stand on his ground and say, I will never make that mistake again, especially with a hot quarterback. Is that what we can expect from a guy like Tommy Rees?
I don't know Tommy very well. You tell me.
I don't know either. I don't know Tommy really well either. I'm just saying, That's what I want. I want to hear Tommy step out there and say, we shouldn't have taken the quarterback off the field. He was asked a question today about the botched two-point play, and please give me the answer we want.
If that play works, it's a totally different conversation, right? And so, unfortunately, we got to do a better job as coaches to make sure that we can execute in those moments. You know, like, we had confidence in that call, and we just didn't execute it in the moment when we needed to. And as coaches, you try to, you know, figure out why so that you can get it corrected moving forward.
So he didn't answer the question, and that's what I was kind of hoping for. And when I hear people talk about executing in plays that don't work, that's normally when they get executed at the end of the season.
Made me think of a line one of my former bosses dropped on me.
Yes.
Yeah, if my aunt had, she'd be my uncle.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If that play had worked.
It was a bad idea. Bad idea.
Well, in your estimation.
Jeff.
And mine.
Jeff. They took the quarterback. I don't care who the quarterback was. The guy that had thrown for more than 360 off the field. Like, I'll never understand that one.
They'd had success running two-point conversions with Quinshon and running short yardage plays in the Wildcat.
And they've had so many comebacks before. I mean,
I get what they were thinking. I just disagree with it. I would have gone to my best play using, at that point, my best offensive player in the game.
Yes.
And I would have gone for it. I wouldn't have taken my best offensive player off.
Why is it so hard for coaches just to take responsibility other than say, this is on me? How many times are we going to know this one's on me? My fault.
Apparently a few more.
My bad. Didn't mean to take all that cash out of the cash register. Thought it was for me, and then I found out it wasn't. My bad.
Fixed.
Just sitting at the restaurant, I thought the food was free. I just walked out the door. My bad. Shouldn't have done that either. Anything else? I don't want to physically hurt anybody during this conversation. So the other part of talking to the coordinators today, and I think a lot of people are making a big deal about this, it's football. I think once you get moving, other than if you see your breath and your hands are literally frozen, I think the game is still the game, and I think guys know how to go out there and play, especially we've seen in the snow at our place lately, but they are expecting cold temperatures in Chicago on Sunday, and this has been a big point of discussion going into the game. So what did Tommy Rees have to say about dealing with a cold?
Obviously, the weather's beautiful in Cleveland this time of year, too, so helps prepare us there. Look, in this time of the year, you have to account for some of that. You know, we'll see what it ends up being like come game day. But, like, our focus is strictly on our preparation and getting our game plan ready to go, and then we'll adjust as need be.
The forecast for Sunday in Chicago is 10 degrees. Winds at 16 miles an hour.
Balmy.
10 degrees.
Probably colder at Soldier just because that's right on Lake Michigan like our stadium is.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's to the our stadium is at the south, and we get all that lake effect snow. Their stadium is to the west of the lake.
Right.
Does that make a difference?
I don't know. Oh, why the hell would I know that?
Jeff, staff
meteorologist. Is it on the other side of the lake? So in other words, it's not getting lake stuff.
It's on the other side. Way. Right, that is correct.
Unless you get something from the south, Andy.
And that would be what?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. I'm always reminded of bad weather games, seeing Al Davis and the Raiders play against the Browns during the Red Right 88 game and walking by him and actually seeing him and saying to my dad, Dad, I think that man needs a Kleenex. Because it was so cold that day. Remember how cold it was that day?
It was chilled.
It was cold. It was very, very cold. Again, temperatures for Sunday, looking at probably a low of 2. But it will be sunny.
I hate those games.
Well, you don't have to play.
I don't like watching them as much either.
Really?
Yeah. I've made my thoughts real clear on playing in good conditions. I prefer them.
Dan, do you like these? These are what the word slobberknocker were invented for.
Good old JR. Hope you're well wherever you are.
Good word.
No, I'm not the biggest fan of them. I mean, I know it does very well for NFL films, and you get, you know, what was it, Scott Sable? Is that who always did it? I can't think of who does.
Steve,
thank you. it does well for all those in John Fashenda and all of that. But
and you see the steam coming out of there.
Yeah.
Coming off of Ray Nitschke's head.
It's wonderful when you think of, you know, days of the Ice Bowl and all that stuff. The Ice Bowl's a really crummy football game. Like, it's not enjoyable to watch.
That's my point, Dan. These guys are such good athletes.
It does wonders for lore, but, you know, lore turns into fiction after a good period of time. So
bingo.
Why not have nonfiction a little bit better?
All right. So, but does the weather, and I guess this was my point when we started talking about the weather for this game too. Does this make you expect a quarterback to be what in cold weather? I expect them to run the ball like crazy in cold weather, especially if there's snow. I'm always expecting a running game.
You want more running. The alternative thought?
Are you going to throw the ball more in the snow?
Wide receiver knows where he's going. Defensive back doesn't.
I talked to Tyvus about that last week. He didn't seem to be too... Like, I thought that would be... Especially because the track last week here was a little muddy. And I was like, you know, what does that mean? And he's like, people make a bigger deal.
Mud's different than ice.
It's just the shoes. It's just the spikes, isn't it?
Not from every defensive back I've ever heard from on this subject.
Then what would most of them say?
They'd say, well, wide receiver knows where he's going.
Dick in Dayton. Go ahead, Dick. What's up, man?
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays to you.
Hey, I just wanted to say something, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
And Dan and everything.
Andy.
And Bill.
I'm going to ask you this. I've been a fan for years and rooted and everything. Do you think if Stefanski loses these last three games, there'll be a change in the coach or the defense, you think?
I don't think they'll change the defensive coordinator. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
No. I mean, if they get a new head coach, if they do decide to get a new head coach, he may want his own coordinators in here, which would make sense.
I think Shabir is good. I think he's going to be good. But I just wonder, you know, I know you guys hear this and everything, but it's just it's like a nightmare, but I really think that, you know, with time here, we're going to be okay. I'm going to still root for him, but I just don't want to. I don't want to see him, Jeff or Dan, at 3-14. But if it is, it is. If you're that way, are you going to get draft picks that help? You think?
Oh, that's a great question, there, Bill. I appreciate it. Was that Bill and? Oh, I'm sorry. That was Dick and Dayton. Sorry. Guys, it's your show. Knock it out. What do you got?
Cut him some slack, Andy.
Jeff? Dan?
Yes, hopefully, Dick, the draft picks will help like they did this year.
14 years I've been doing this.
And hopefully whomever takes over would have a conversation with Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, I would like, if there's ever a change in the coaching, I would like to see Jim Schwartz stick around. If I'm Jim Schwartz, I'd probably think, wonder where else I could work.
14 years.
Rocky, your thoughts?
That's Bill. Numerous letters from him, too. I'm dumbfounded.
They're addressed to me.
No, they were addressed to me. Like,
I don't believe so.
No, when I'm telling you, I have a stack of them from when I was over at TV.
Oh. Well,
maybe he just
maybe
forgot
he
who
thinks
I was.
You're there.
Maybe he still thinks I'm over there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I'm still getting letters.
I don't know.
I say when I used to be. I still am. It's just a different place. 14 years. Well, would you rather be called Titus?
I'd rather be called on payday.
Well, that's a good point, Jeff. It is Jeff, isn't it?
It can be anything you want if you send me a check every other Friday.
I agree.
I always wanted to be Spike.
That's what you wanted your name to be?
Not really.
Just thought I'd
say something, Andy, to get you to the break.
We don't have enough of those.
No.
We don't have enough Spikes. We don't have enough Bubbas.
Spike Owen. Remember Spike Owen?
Yeah. Biff. We only have one Biff that's known of who's taken over for Michigan as the interim coach. Outside of that, there aren't many Biffs.
Biff Henderson. There was Biff from Back to the Future.
Well, right, but in your day-to-day life, you don't run across a lot of people who say, call me Biff. It's a shame. We should have more.
What does Biff even mean?
I don't know. It's a good name, though.
I don't know. I'm going to go figure things out after 14
not
years.
Not a lot of Rockies out there anymore.
I'm going to contemplate what I'm doing. We'll come back. Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.